Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great evening today. I hope everyone had a great work day. I'm still excited by doing this podcasting thing. My ex is moving, letting go, and let God take control. Valentine's Day is coming around the corner, but I think Valentine's Day should be every day. We should celebrate the person that we love and with every day, not just one day out of the week. Same with Black History. It's 365, not 1 month out of the year. So I hope everyone's having a good evening, as I said before. And I just want to talk for a little snippet about a little something that I was thinking about. Something that, you know, it's very personal to me, but I think we all go through it. And I think that's something that we need to change. We need to work on, because it's something that's continuing to go on. And not just our race, but in every race. So what I want to talk about today is breaking the cycle. And I know y'all gonna be like, what do you mean breaking the cycle? Exactly what I said, breaking the cycle. We need to break the cycle of the hurts and pains of our past. The hurts and pains that happened to us, things that our parents went through, things that our parents did. We need to break the cycle so we don't do it in our life and to our children's lives. Or anyone that we come in contact that we may love, we need to break the cycle. And I'm gonna go in a little depth about what I'm talking about. Because for me, I'm learning to break the cycle. You know, I grew up, me and my brother grew up, my mother and father, we didn't have much. We lived in a shotgun house on School Street. It was a row of houses where you seen walk through the front door, you can see straight out the back door. One bedroom, living room, kitchen, bathroom. You know, the living room was our bedroom. But I grew up, my mother was always sick. She was in and out the hospital. So me and my brother was at home most of the time, taking care of ourselves. My dad was there, but he was always working two jobs, or he was at the hospital with my mom and, you know, taking care of her. And when she did come home, we had to take care of her. And at an early age, I grew up 7, 8 years old. I was going washing clothes, hanging clothes on the line, going paying bills, buying groceries, because my mom couldn't do it when she came home from all the different surgeries. And it was always that fear, you know, when she would go in, you know, and I was always scared that she wasn't gonna come back home, because my mom was always telling me about her mother, which is my grandmother. Died when my mother was 11 years old. So I had that fear at 11 that my mama wasn't gonna come home. You know, that she was gonna die. You know, but I would see the changes in my mom every time she would come home, you know, from these different surgeries and different illnesses. You know, my mother was not always, you know, passionate or always nurturing. You know, give you a hug or a kiss. She did when we were little, you know, younger, but as we got older, she stopped doing it. It's like she would be angry all the time. You know, this is my perspective. She would be angry, you know, and she was always strict. Didn't like us to do this, like us to do that. So it's like she wouldn't smile, or, you know, hug or whatever, or just say, I love you, or whatever. It was just always something we did wrong, or she was mean, or whatever. It's like something changed. And I can remember I played sports in school. I played basketball, softball, ran track. My mother didn't come to none of my games. She made it came to 2 track meets. And it was like, every time I went out for something, it's like she would be negative about it, not positive. Like, you go for it or whatever. What you doing that for? You end up getting hurt or whatever. You know, it just would be negative all the time. And I could not understand why she was like that. And then I found myself, when I had my boys, you know, I was falling in that same pattern. And that's what I mean, breaking the cycle. I was following that pattern of being a single mother, so I was angry all the time because, you know, me and my kid's father had broken up, and here I am trying to raise two kids on my own. And the only thing was on my mind is trying to work and pay bills and keep a roof over my head and take care of them, keep the lights on, have food. And I was stressed out. I was angry all the time. And I wasn't being nurturing and loving the way I started off with them versus when I became that single mother. You know, it would be times that I don't even want them to hug me. It would be times that I'd be like, y'all go in your room, I'm trying to sleep, I don't want to hear all that. You know, instead of just taking time out, playing with them, like what y'all did today at school, you know, taking them to the park. I didn't do that like I should have. Because I was angry and stressed. And that's where I have to say, we have to break that cycle. I saw my mother do that. And then I turned around and did the same thing with my boys. And it got worse when I got raped. I was just disconnected, period. And now that I look back on it, you know, they're 22 and 19 now, finna be 23 and 20. You know, and I look back on the things that I did and I'm like, wow. I kind of messed my kids up because they brought it to my attention. Like, mama, you wasn't like that. You didn't like, you know, you didn't like us to do this. You kept us stricted. You was mean. You wasn't loving like, you know, and I'm like, no, I wasn't. And it hurt me to hear them say that, but it was the truth. I wasn't. And that's why I'm saying we have to break the cycle. You know, we have so many things in our black culture that we bring over and over as we grow up, what our grandparents did, our parents, and then now that we're doing and we're inflicting on our children. We need to break the cycle being silent. You know, molestation, rape that happens in the family, we don't want to talk about it. It's the secret. No, we got to break that cycle. We got to break that cycle. If we have mental illness, we don't want nobody to know about our child is slow or have special needs. We keep it a secret. We keep that child hidden. We got to break that cycle. And that's one of the biggest things with black people. We don't want to ask for help. We think it's something wrong with us talking to a psychiatrist or somebody professional. You know, our grandmothers or great-grandmothers always say, oh, all you need to do is talk to the Lord. You need to pray to the Lord. Yes, you do. You do need to do that, but at the same time, you still need to seek help as well. God appoints you to somebody that'll help you. We have to break that cycle. So that's what I'm talking about, breaking the cycle. We have to admit to ourselves and deal with our issues. And I had some childhood issues. I had issues growing up. And then when I got raped, I really had issues. And that's why I can sit here and talk about it. Because now I can admit and face those issues and say I was wrong. No, I was not the mother I should have been. And the outcome, and I'm glad my kids, they weren't out there in the streets selling drugs, whatever. They were honor students, went to school, played sports, good guys. And I thank God that they turned out that way, despite the issues I had going on in my life that affected them. And you know what? We as parents, we don't realize the things that we have going on, it affects our children. If we're in bad relationships, that affect our kids because they're sitting there watching and seeing what's going on. If we're in a domestic relationship and our mother is getting beat all the time or our fathers or whatever, the children are sitting there watching this. Do you not think it's going to affect them growing up, how they have relationships? Your son might grow up being an abusive man because he watches daddy beat his mama all the time. Or if you were sitting there doing drugs or being a drug addict, your children might grow up being drug addicts or selling drugs because they saw you high all the time. What we do, it affects our children. And why are we going through these things in our lives because of things that happened to us when we were kids and we didn't deal with them? That cycle continued to go on. We watched our parents go through stuff or did stuff, and we carried that over in our relationships, and we have children, we carry it over to our children. A cycle. We got to break the cycle. We got to break the cycle. We got to be better. We got to teach our children to be better. And I had to tell my kids, y'all cannot start your lives or build your lives on the hurts and pains of what I did or the things that happened in my life, because it had nothing to do with you. But I'm so sorry that I spilt it over into your lives, because that's what I did. And it caused them to see things a certain way and act a certain way in their lives, especially of trusting people or getting close to people, because I pushed them away and didn't want anybody around me when I was going through what I was going through. And so I had to recognize that. And that's why I'm sitting here right now. I'm doing this podcast. My exodus, letting go and let God take control. I gotta let all that stuff go. I can't go back and change it. I wish I could, but the only thing I could do is move forward from it and be a better mother now than what I was then. And I'm not scared to admit it. I'm not ashamed to say that I wasn't the mother that I should have been. You know, as far as being nurturing and loving to them, I love my kids, yes. But a lot of things I should have been doing with them, or being more attentive and nurturing to them and loving to them, I wasn't, because I didn't care about myself at the time. And that was a mistake, because I didn't seek the help for the issues that I had going on, and I let it spill over to them, and I shouldn't have. But only thing I can do now is let it go and thank God for closing that hole in my soul and move forward and be the mother that I can be to them now, loving and caring and nurturing and talking. Whatever they need to come to me with, I can be there for them. You know, that's all I can do, and move forward and talk and help somebody else that's going through whatever. And look, hey, look, I know what you're going through, because I went down this road. You know, that's what it's all about. Breaking the cycle. We got to break the cycle. And that's in every culture. It's not just in the black people. White people, all of us, we're all human. We go through stuff. And we got to learn to break that cycle from what our grandparents did, our great-grandparents did, and what we're doing with our children. We got to break that cycle, especially if it's a bad cycle, because it's affecting our kids. And when they have kids, it's going to affect their kids, because they're going to do the same thing. So we got to break it. But we have to be honest with ourselves. We got to face our fears. We got to face the things that we went through and make peace with it. And admit to our wrongs and admit to our fears and pains in order to move on, to break those cycles, so our children won't go through them and do it with their kids and grandkids or with their relationships that they have in life. Because as a parent or a person as whole, anything that we do, someone's watching. You have people that look up to you that you don't even know. They see how you carry yourself, how your character is. And if they see you doing things a certain way, how you act and how you talk to people, whatever. And, you know, you have people that try to be like that. So you're like, somebody's always watching you. It's kind of like you set an example and you don't realize it. But we are supposed to be examples for God, especially if we're Christians. And we're here doing God's work. We're supposed to be setting a certain type of example. We're supposed to carry ourselves a certain type of way, because we are supposed to be the disciples out there bringing people to God and people are looking at how we live and what we do. So if we got things going on in our lives that are bad, and we got to break that cycle. We got to have a clean heart and clean spirit in order to tell somebody else about Jesus and what he can do and to bring them to them. You know, you can't serve two guys, as they say. You can't be on the club on Saturday and church on Sunday. And people saw you on the club on Saturday, and then you sitting up in the choir on Sunday singing the roof off. And then you go Monday try to tell somebody about God, and they looking at you, really? Babe, I just seen you in the club doing this here. How you gonna tell me? You see what I'm saying? That type of stuff. But we have to break the cycle. And I know I used to be so angry all the time. I used to have rage because I didn't deal with all the things that was going on with me. And then it spilled out on my kids. Which I shouldn't have done that, but at the time, that's where I was. But I thank God that I recognize it now, that I can speak about it, and I can say, you can't do that. And I can reconcile with them and talk to them about it, and we can have a better relationship now than we did before. We can move forward. And it's a day-by-day process. It's not easy, especially being a parent, just being a person, period, because you have so much pressure going on. There's not a book to tell you how to be a parent. There's nothing telling you about how to raise and take care of something that grew inside your body, and you have this responsibility of raising until you leave this earth or they leave this earth. You know, it's a new experience for everybody. I've never done this before. And you learn and you make mistakes. You're not perfect. But the thing about it, you learn from those mistakes. That's the biggest thing, learning. And admitting when you're wrong, being truthful to God, as I said in my other podcast, being honest with God, because that's all he wants us to be. There's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I need your help. Lord, I am screwed up all which kind of ways. And I'm hurting people that I love. I can't keep doing this. I need you to fix this. And that's all he wants us to do. To have faith and ask them to fix and help us and bless us. And let him be with us all the way through. And not try to do it ourselves. Not cover it up. It's nothing worse than hiding and holding in hurt and pain and feelings. You just destroy yourselves. Walking around here is like a time bomb about to blow up, making yourself sick because you holding on to stuff. Let it go. Break that cycle. Let it go. Be the difference in your generation, not the same that your great-grandmother and your grandmother and your mama and all and daddy did. Break that cycle and be better and make it better for your children. But it's not to say, tell them. Tell them about what happened with great-grandma and great-grandpa in the past and how things went. And that's what I try to do with my boys now. I tell them, look, this is what happened back then. This is how they did this. And then I fell in this too. But I don't want y'all to do this. And I admit my mistakes of doing these things that type of way because it was a cycle that kept carrying over and over. Gotta break that cycle. Breaking that cycle. And a lot of us don't want to admit. A lot of us don't even understand it. And a lot of us think it's just normal. But it's not. It's not normal. It's not normal. And we got to break that cycle. And it's just not just in our families. It's just in this world. We need to break this cycle of racism. We need to break this cycle of all these things, of hurting people, killing people, all these cycles that's going on in the world. We need to break all this stuff and stop it. Stop judging one another. We act like that we can't have opinions. people need to understand that I don't have to feel the same way you do. I have my own opinion. I can say what I want to say. I don't have to agree with you, but you don't have to get mad at me because I don't. And that's a cycle that all of us need to realize, that we have the right to say what we want to say, freedom of speech. Yes, we do. But you don't have to get mad at me because I don't agree with you. And I don't get mad at you because you don't agree with me. We have the right to agree and disagree. It doesn't mean that neither one of us is wrong or right. It just means that we have our own opinions on things. But we still can love one another. But we don't. A lot of times we get into an argument. I can't stand them. I can't stand her because no. Why? No, that's not what you do. Why are you getting mad? It's just an opinion. And so many people lose their relationships because they think that a person supposed to think like them. When we realize and break that cycle, that everyone is not supposed to think alike and agree on everything and be alike, things will be better. That's the cycle that needs to be broken as well. So that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets. Breaking the cycle. We got to break these generational curses that we have. Breaking these cycles. Admitting and letting go of our hurts and pains of the past, and not bringing them over into our future and putting on our children, and our children grow up doing the same thing over and over again. We got to break those cycles, those curses, and be better. So I hope everyone have a great evening, and I hope whatever I said for these little snippets can help somebody, because that's what it's all about, letting go and letting God take control. Y'all have a great night, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.